History on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a story by Ruth Epstein in this morning's Republican American, Gear Corporation officials will come before the North Canaan Planning and Zoning Commission on Monday at 7 at Town Hall to discuss a special use permit application for construction of a 120-bed nursing and rehab center. That's the same number of beds in the current facility. The new structure would be on a 46-acre parcel of land with approximately 1,950 feet of frontage on the east side of South Canaan Road, Route 7, just south of the existing Gear property. Becton Dickinson Company, Hutzler Manufacturing, and the VFW will be directly across the road. Gear CEO Kevin O'Connell said the plan calls for constructing the center on 18.6 acres. The building would have a ground footprint of approximately 30,000 square feet and a total floor area of 85,740 square feet. All rooms would be private. The project would include new parking areas, underground utilities, stormwater management features, landscaping, and a new paved access driveway. Now, if all the approvals are secured, O'Connell said they hope to start clearing the land in the spring, begin construction. Hope is to have the new facility completed in 2022 or 2023. Housatonic Valley Regional High School's Academic Bowl team plays 7th out of 125 teams from across the country in the Questions Unlimited National 3-2-1 tournament in November. They also ranked 1st in Connecticut and 1st in New England. Some meetings coming up today. The Northeast Town Board meeting at the Library Annex at 7 p.m. The Kent Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting. That coming up at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, the Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting. That'll be at 11 o'clock. It's a Zoom meeting. Information available on their website. A Kind of Nobility, the forgotten artist Althea Hill Platt will be on the lecture for the Sharon Historical Society Museum in Sharon. It is a Zoom lecture on Friday, tomorrow, from 5 until 6 p.m. No registration is required. You can join that Zoom meeting with information on the historical website. The 12 Days of Christmas, a West Cornwall holiday exhibit, 12 works by local artists tucked into windows throughout downtown West Cornwall, will run December 12th through January 3rd. The windows will be on display both day and night outdoors and spread safely apart with an easy walking distance from one another. The Wish House will provide maps for those who want to streamline their visit and will offer token prizes to children who use their sleuthing skills to find each display. The Amenia Recreation Commission invites you to their Pictures with Santa on Saturday, December 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Weebatuck High School. Stay in your car until it's your turn for a socially distanced picture. Bring your camera and phone, wear a mask, and also follow social distancing rules. In Sharon, the lighting of the luminaries around the Sharon Green is scheduled for Saturday evening and late afternoon, if the weather complies. Sheffield Historical Society will welcome the public to free outdoor COVID-safe light displays on their grounds December 12th through January 6th. The Winter Wonderland features trees sponsored and decorated by local organizations, businesses, and families. You can stroll around wearing your mask or view from your car at the Town Hall parking lot. The Sheffield Historical Society is located at 159 Main Street, Route 7, just north of the mobile station. Coming up on December 13th, Lakeville host company Santa Express will be on the streets between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on the 12th and the 13th, visiting families for the holidays. A couple of events coming on from the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Squad and Salisbury Recreation Commission. The virtual gingerbread house competition, that is going on. The deadline to register will be Friday, December the 18th. A photo of your masterpiece, the name of your creation, the names of the builders, phone number, email address, and mailing address should be sent to Recreation Director at SalisburyCT.us. And they are also putting up a holiday house decorating and yard display competition. The deadline to register for that is December 18th. Your name, house address, mailing address, phone number, and email address. Again, send your entry to Recreation Director at SalisburyCT.us. Governor Ned Lamont reported on Wednesday his administration is planning to offer state aid to restaurants that are struggling to survive in the coronavirus pandemic, offering no details during the virtual news conference, but he indicated that any financial assistance will be a limited stopgap measure until or unless additional federal aid becomes available, such as a renewal of the Paycheck Protection Program. In Hartford, a petition calling for state officials to transition all public school districts that can't meet safety requirements into full distance learning has collected more than 14,000 signatures. The Board of Education Union Coalition, which represents more than 60,000 unionized public education employees in the state, created the petition after publishing a November 23rd report, quote, "Plan to protect our schools, safe and successful schools now," end quote. New York County executives are pleading for aid from Congress. Installed relief packages. County executives from across the state made their last public plea yesterday for federal funding. The pitch in an online briefing held by the New York State Association of Counties was similar to one they repeated with growing intensity since spring. Republicans and Democrats alike said their counties desperately need aid to continue providing essential services and should not be caught in a partisan standoff in Congress over state and local funding, which Senate Republicans have resisted. In Albany, New York State reports 10,000 new coronavirus cases on Wednesday. It pushes the state's total past 730,000 confirmed cases since the start of March. The COVID-19 vaccine shipments should flow to 90 different cold storage sites in New York as soon as the weekend, according to Governor Cuomo. The breakdown for the Mid-Hudson region will be 19,200 doses. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, the state will begin distributing the first round of COVID-19 vaccine shipments to hospitals next week, and the doses will be given to the public in a phased approach starting later in the month, with the most vulnerable populations receiving the vaccine first. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 105 points to 30,068.81 yesterday. The NASDAQ down 243.82 to 12,338.95. And the S&P 500 was down 29.43 to 3,672.82. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.